Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
And one of the best ways to judge the success of a school is by the lives and achievements of alumni. And this morning we are happy to speak to two graduates of St. Philip's School in Crafton, Chucky Rakowski and Maggie Leone. Chucky and Maggie, good morning and welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
And St. Philip's has been around since 1915, and the Sisters of Charity have had a long time commitment there, and longtime principal Sister Jerry Meyer. 320 students were enrolled at St. Philip's this past year, and they really benefit from the programs. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Angel program and Catholic education as a whole. But Chucky, you attended St. Philip's 7th and 8th grade, and you just graduated from Bishop Canavan, mm-hmm. so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And this coming fall, you'll be heading up to Cleveland, right, to Case Western. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And when you were growing up, you first attended Bishop Leonard, and then it merged with Bishop Leonard and St. Mary the Mount. Mm-hmm. And then the 7th grade, you transferred to St. Philip's. That had to be kind of stressful to go from three different schools. Mm-hmm. Let's reflect on your transfer from Bishop Leonard, St. Mary the Mount to St. Philip's, and how did you get through with 7th and 8th grade?
Yeah, okay. So I'd already been through one transfer from my first to second school, and that was easy. All the same kids went with me, we were merging, so I wasn't really stressed. But coming into St. Philip, I did have some connections. I knew some kids previously at the school, but they were in other grades, so I was pretty nervous about coming into my grade. But those nerves were quickly dismissed. When I had my shadow day at St. Philip before I actually came there for the start of the year, and from the first shadow day, just everyone was so nice to me. Everyone in my class, those kids who I met on that first shadow day are still the kids who've been my best friends in high school.
That's awesome.
I guarantee you, in the first week of school, I felt like one of their longtime friends. And then even the teachers. I thought coming into St. Philip, the teachers did a great job of welcoming me. I really felt like they were all really happy I was there. That was one of the best emotions I got from them. And it was just such a smooth transition. I never felt like they were assuming I knew a ton about the school. I never felt like they were alienating me for not knowing enough. It was a great transition to St. Philip.
So with the transition from St. Bishop Leonard to Bishop Leonard, St. Mary the Mount, then to St. Philip, your parents were really devoted for having you to get a Catholic education, right?
Yeah, they definitely were. My faith's always been a big part of my family life. Pretty much every kid in my family has gone and gotten a Catholic school education. They really wanted me to have that Catholic school education, especially for the last 2 years. We didn't even consider any non-Catholic.
Option,
yeah, yeah. I never thought about that.
And then you went on from St. Philip's to Bishop Canavan.
Yes.
4 years of that. Now you're ready to go out to Cleveland to Case Western.
Yeah.
So the morals, the values, the foundation really has built that solid.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're from my home parish, Holy Apostles, in South Pittsburgh. So what a great, and how St. John Vianney Parish came together with St. Basil and Carrick, St. Norbert and Overbrook, my home parish, St. Wendelin and Carrick and St. Albert the Great are now part of Holy Apostles. So, now, Maggie, you attended St. Philip's School from pre-K through 8th grade. So you're kind of like, I call it a lifer, right? From the little one all the way up to graduating in 2013. And then you went on to Oakland Catholic. And then you just completed your first year at Boston University, where you're studying photojournalism.
Yes.
So that sounds like a really good thing. You said you got a good start at St. Philip's. How did St. Philip's prepare you for Oakland Catholic and then now for Boston University?
St. Philip was a great place to get an education. Even as a little kid, I just felt like I had a solid foundation. It was a really good learning environment. The teachers were all great. The kids were – it was just a really great place to learn and to grow. I felt when I was going into high school that I had a solid intellectual base as well as a faith-filled base, and it was just a really nice feeling to be totally comfortable in everything that I had learned at St. Philip, and it made me totally prepared for high school, which was awesome.
So going from St. Philip's to Oakland Catholic, was that like an easy transition for you?
I would say so.
A lot bigger, but the foundation was there.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely true. At St. Philip, there were plenty of things to be involved in and stay motivated, and the Angel Way program was definitely one of those.
And let's talk about the Angel Way program. Angel Way Virtues Program, and Angel stands for Achieving Natural Goodness in Everyday Life, A-N-G-E-L. I like that. Achieving Natural Goodness in Everyday Life. And students learn 12 Christian virtues over a period of 3 years, and they repeat the cycle. And I'm going to test you real quick, Maggie. What are those 12 virtues?
They are self-discipline, generosity, responsibility, friendship, stewardship, courage, perseverance, honesty, loyalty, holiness, work, and respect.
It sounds like your basic life skills, right?
Yes.
And how have they affected you in your life?
Well, they were introduced to us as young students, and most of them, you know, we learned them when we were little, so it was sort of like the first time we saw those words. And when we learned the definitions of them, we also practiced them and learned them in a way that they just sort of became ingrained in us and stuck with us as we grew. So as I reached middle school and high school, I noticed them just sort of always in the background and always there to lean back on and think, am I doing the right thing? Is what's the best way to, you know, follow out this or live out this situation?
So it's like ingrained in you. It's something that you think about on a regular basis. And Chucky, what does the Angel Way mean to you, and how have those virtues stayed with you from Canavan and now hopefully as you move on to college?
Yeah, I think there's so much to be said for just the structure of having these 12 virtues. When I went to my previous schools before St. Philip, there was a more overarching like theme of holiness, but we didn't set it out like this. So when I came to St. Philip's and I saw these different virtues, and they were very practical. You know, it's not just holiness, it's also generosity, it's also perseverance. I thought those, especially once I saw them, I was motivated because I was like, oh yeah, like anybody could see why these are going to help me in life, and especially in high school and in college. So I thought that I learned a lot, not only of the skills that related me to God, but just life skills through these virtues, which have helped me in high school. And at Canavan, I thought all those skills were just reinforced even more. We talk about in the Angel Way virtues, like perseverance and stuff to do with schoolwork. And, and at Canavan, that's very also affected by your faith life, in that we work as hard as we can because God has given us these abilities, and that is something that we can do in the name of God, is work hard. And I think that is one of the best qualities I've gotten used to going into college.
And in looking at the Angel Way virtues, it's almost like this scout's motto, you know, trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. This is self-discipline and generosity, responsibility, friendship, stewardship, courage, perseverance, honesty, loyalty, holiness, work, respect. These are just everyday basic Christian values that we're taught as Catholic Christians to live out. Would you agree, Maggie?
I would. And I would also, you know, just again say that it was really helpful to learn them at such a young age and have them be reinforced on such a level, because there's a big poster board in the main hallway of St. Philip's School, and every grading period, there would be a big display about one of the virtues. So every day when you walked into school, you saw that there as
it's
a
like
huge
the theme
reminder.
Of the week or the theme of the day. Yeah,
exactly.
And then I can see how you take that on to high school, and then with a lot of peer pressure and things, you're changing from a child into a young adult, your teenager years. You need that good groundwork for friendship and honesty and loyalty and work and respect. And then I can see how that could take on for college, too, because you take what you learned from grade school and high school and then now moving on into college.
Right.
It's kind of like you take that with you. So it's not just, oh, I'm done for my grade school years. I don't need that anymore. No, it carries on to your high school and then your college, too. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Angel Way. Sister Jerry gives students a little pin, and I would assume it's like a little angel pin. And do you pin that on your school uniform or your shirt?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so students are encouraged to wear this pin every day.
Yes.
And then do you get like bonus points or something?
Sort of.
If you wear your pin?
Sister Jerry will call students down. Sometimes it's all students. Sometimes it's in a certain grade. She'll call down students who have
like
their angel pins on.
Okay.
Yes. And we go to the office. I wear mine every day. So
you wear yours every day.
Even in eighth grade, as the numbers dwindled, I still had mine on. So you go down to the office, and sometimes Sister Jerry would quiz us about what the virtue was, and all you had to do was, you know, say which one it was or give a basic definition. You got to pick, you know, a piece of candy and like a holy card or a little medallion or something, like a little holy treat.
So you get a little bonus points for wearing it. And you would never know when you'd be called to the office. Now, would this be daily, weekly, monthly?
Usually maybe twice a month.
Twice a month.
Or
okay.
Near the end of the grading period.
Chucky, did you ever get called to the office for wearing your angel pin?
I got to go down a couple times, but only being there 2 years, I wasn't in the habit as much. I missed out more times than I got it.
Now, the question is, do you still have your pins?
Yes. I meant to bring it today, and I completely forgot, but it is at home.
You still have it.
Yes.
Chucky, do you still have my pin?
Yep.
Good. Well, that gives a little incentive to wear the pin with pride, but also when you put that on, it's kind of like a uniform, so to speak. Like, I'm going to work.
Right.
This is what I need to do, and you're putting on your angel pin to give you that respect and the honesty and say, okay, I'm going to put some hard day's work in and take that with you. And then for you to wear it every day from preschool to eighth grade,
like you said,
all kids would want to wear it, but you wanted to wear it, right?
Like you said, it becomes part of the uniform.
Now, did you get some grand prize special thing when you were graduating from St. Philip's because you wore your pin every day? You know, like a perfect attendance award or something? Well, I think that's a great program. It's a good incentive to do that. And it still carries on with Oakland Catholic and Bishop Kahneman and now at Boston University and hopefully to Case Western, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So you take what you learn and you learn it and grow. And then as they say, the angels are always with us too, right?
Right.
That's good. Well, Chucky Rakowski and Maggie Lone, we've learned a lot in this first segment, and we're going to take a break. But when we come back, I want to focus a little bit on the second half about St. Philip's School and, of course, the education program. So back with more Catholic Education Plus in a moment on KDKA Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, administrator of St. Bede Parish in Point Breeze. And with me this morning is Chucky Rakowski and Maggie Leone, and we're focusing on St. Philip's School in Crafton. And Maggie and Chucky are graduates of St. Philip's there in Crafton. And Maggie, I want to talk a little bit about the mentoring program that St. Philip's School has, where the older students help the younger students. So it's like a buddy program,
right?
Like a big sister, big brother, little sister, little brother. You want to focus on what the mentoring program is and how that helped you?
Sure.
So St. Philip's.
There are two programs. One of them is called the Shepherds and Lambs program. So that's when an eighth grader, pairs up with a pre-K, remember the pre-K? So about a 13-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Okay.
And then the other one is the Prayer Partner program. So that's seventh grade and first grade. And I remember both of these programs, and I also remember being on, you know, both ends of them. And as a first grader, having, you know, a seventh grade prayer partner, it was just a really comforting feeling to have you know, a friend that's an upperclassman. It was cool to see an older kid in the hallway and have someone to wave to or have someone know your name. But it was also, you know, enriching faith-wise. I remember we made rosaries with our seventh grade prayer partners. I think I still have mine at home.
Oh, wow.
And it was just a really fun experience. And the teachers would read, you know, each mystery of the rosary as we would make it. And then we got to pick what color beads we want. And we had our own little personal rosary that we made with our big kid friend, our prayer partner. And then I also remember being in seventh grade, and, you know, you get to just be paired up with a little kid that you don't know, you haven't known before, and just you get to be a mentor. And it's sort of the first opportunity to be a mentor, to be the person that they want to turn to. And it was a really cool experience, as is the Shepherds and Lambs program. And that's a little bit different because, you know, those kids are 4 years old. They haven't really interacted with, or being in eighth grade, I guess it was sort of my first experience being with someone that young.
Younger, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm an only child, so I don't have younger siblings.
Oh, you don't have younger siblings.
No.
So you became like a big sister mm-hmm. to somebody.
And that was really cool.
That must have been a neat experience. Mm-hmm. And then, Chucky, you came in as a seventh and eighth grader. Were you also mm-hmm. a mentor,
yeah.
even though you were just brand new to the school, too?
Yeah.
So that must have been kind of neat mm-hmm. to be having a little kid look up to you, so to speak.
Yeah, it really was. You know, I'm not able to remember the younger end of that.
Right.
I never got to be paired up with a seventh and eighth grader. But, no, I loved it. And it is impossible to explain how excited mm-hmm. all the kids in your class get whenever it's a Shepherds and Lambs Day.
Wow.
And you're going to be able to go see those pre-K kids because they're just hilarious. And it is hilarious to see seventh and eighth graders just get so serious about their Shepherds and Lambs and their prayer partners. I've also thought that one of the things I like the most about these the mentorship programs is, you know, it is good for little kids to have to talk to an older kid, know some people around the school, have an older kid say hi to you. But I also thought it was really important for older kids to realize that we have to set examples for these little kids, not just the days that I'm meeting with them, but there is, even if I can't bring myself to just do it under God's eye, I can do it for these kids. I need to set a good example for them. And if I want them to grow up with a chance at St. Philip and with a happy life, I got to try to show an example for them.
So you're teamed up with one student throughout the whole year. So you have that student, the Shepherds and Lamb program for the whole year then, the
right.
mentor program. Well, that's kind of neat. And then, so you have this little youngster looking up to you, mm-hmm. and then, of course, you probably do fun activities with them, but you kind of are a good role model for them,
right.
too. So you're setting the foundation for them, and then hopefully they'll remember, hey, you know, I had Chucky as my big brother, and Maggie was my big sister. It's just something that you have that friendship that will
right.
stay with you. Like you remember the pre-K one,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then being the only child, you had like a little sibling,
right.
so to speak, that you looked after. So that's kind of neat.
Exactly.
And Chucky, how did your time at St. Philip prepare you for Bishop Canavan?
Yeah.
And what were some of the highlights of your 4 years at Bishop Canavan?
Sure. I thought one of the biggest ways that St. Philip's prepared me is compared to my previous grade schools, St. Philip's had so many leadership opportunities, even for seventh grade students as well as eighth grade students. At my previous schools, I was really just one of the students in the crowd. But once I got to St. Philip, I could really take initiative. I was part of student government. And in high school, there has been a million ways to get involved with leadership in the school. So St. Philip's, I think, really prepares kids for that. At my high school, a lot of the kids who got involved were St. Philip's kids because of all the ways you can get involved at St. Philip's. So I think that's a really big way that it has influenced me. And then in high school, that has contributed to some of my biggest moments, being on student government, being involved and being a senior on the robotics club and stuff. All the leadership opportunities I've gotten have really been some of my biggest moments at Canavan, and one of the ones that I'll remember for the longest.
So really St. Philip's prepared you for that,
definitely.
The leadership roles.
Yeah,
and that made a nice smooth transition to Bishop Canavan. And Maggie, you're a year ahead of Chucky, and you just finished your first year at Boston University.
Yes.
What was that experience like going from Oakland Catholic to Boston U?
It was definitely a transition. It was definitely an adjustment. But, you know, BU has plenty of things to get involved in. There's the Catholic Center on campus. So there are, you know, like-minded people around. You just need to find them. But it's a much bigger environment, you know, from St. Philip. You know, St. Philip was always, it was a bigger Catholic grade school, but it was, you know, still small. You still knew everyone there. And Oakland Catholic was, you know, a step up from that, and BU is just another step up from that. So it's a cool adjustment. It definitely, the fall semester was I would say tougher than the spring, because then, you know, you just sort of get in the swing of things. But it was neat to have to adjust on my own and figure out, you know, my own path based on what I learned at St. Philip and Oakland.
Now, Maggie, you hear a lot with a lot of college kids don't practice their mm-hmm. faith, or maybe not have the faith support with their parents.
Right.
Was that, did you see that when you were at college, and how did you like deal with your new friends and roommates and people living in your dorm and in your class? How did you live out your faith with maybe not always the support that you had at Oakland Catholic or at St. Philip's?
Right. So I tried to go to church every week. I did that to the best of my ability, whether mm-hmm. I went by myself or with some friends. There is the Catholic Center on campus, like I just said. There's a chapel on campus that's a non-denominational chapel, but they have several different services depending mm-hmm. on the time. But there's also a church about a mile away. It's on Berkeley's campus, actually.
Oh, wow.
But it's a very beautiful church. So when the weather's nice, I would try to go there as often as possible. But if I couldn't make it there, I would just go to the chapel on campus. But they also offer, you know, confession services, specifically around Christmas and Easter times. The Catholic Center has spaghetti suppers every Tuesday nights, and then they also have retreats as well.
Spaghetti good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think having that Catholic Center there kind of helped you stay rooted, right?
Definitely.
And Chucky, you'll be following Maggie's footsteps. Do you think you are prepared to go on your own, so to speak, but keep your Catholic roots?
I definitely think so. And one of the biggest reasons for that is at St. Philip's and at Bishop Canavan, they talk about so much a practical faith life, a faith life mm-hmm. that you can weave into everything. That the angel in Angel Way is achieving natural goodness in everyday life, which I think, you know, when you go into college, you might not find friends immediately who you can go and pray with, go to Mass with. But if you can achieve the natural goodness in everyday life and every day, not just on Sundays, that is one way you can keep the faith no matter what's going on around you. And then you can still find, because I've been in the habit of it, going to Mass, mm-hmm. I think that habit will stick in college.
And I remember my college days going from St. Norbert's School to Carrick High School was a transition to going to a city public high school, and then going on to Clarion University to study broadcasting and communications. It was a state university, so I didn't have any faith-based around. They did have a Newman Center there, mm-hmm. But what I learned in my elementary school years really helped pave my way for high school and college, plus your families too. It starts at home, and you don't have your mom and dad to say, get up to go to Mass, but you go not because you have to go, but you want to go. But it starts from those formative years, and I think with your Catholic education at St. Philip's and then Bishop Canavan and Oakland Catholic keeps you well-rooted, and then going on to public universities, then that way there is some Catholic Newman Center or support center there to help you keep grounded and stay rooted with your faith. Chucky Rakowski and Maggie Leone, thank you this morning for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Back with more in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring Catholic Kennywood Day, and that will be held on Monday, July 23rd. There will be 4 o'clock Mass, 8 p.m. there will be a Festival of Praise, and tickets are only $23. And, of course, that's your all-day pass at Kennywood. You have to get the cheese fries and ice cream cones. Those are always my favorites. But it's just a wonderful day to celebrate the summer, celebrate Kennywood. They have some great new rides. I think there's a Thomas the Train ride there. And just to walk around. But it's Catholic Kennywood Day. Again, that is coming up in a couple weeks, Monday, July 23rd. And you can get tickets by visiting PittsburghPriest.com by July 13th to register. Catholic Kennywood Day, Monday, July 23rd at Kennywood. And there will be a 4 o'clock Mass, 8 p.m., a Festival of Praise, and it's only $23 for an admission ticket. So that's a great deal to spend the summer and spend time with Catholic friends and also have Mass and a Festival of Praise. Monday, July 23rd, Catholic Kennywood Day at Kennywood. See you there. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.